When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Casey from the band Deadlands.
This is Wayland Revis from A Killer's Confession.
And you're watching The Loud Spot.
And you're listening to The Loud Spot.
The Loud Spot podcast uses adult humor and adult language in its broadcast. It may be unsuitable for younger audiences. Viewer discretion is advised. Also, we are idiots. Please don't take anything we say offensive or to heart.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to The Loud Spot. I'm your host, Sebastian, here with Don, Diego, and of course, Sam is here. We are dressed up for Halloween. We are all Mario characters. I think Sam wins the costume, though.
I'm here to investigate your pipe, Sam.
You like to shift through the crap that I have?
Yeah, let me get it locked up. It doesn't go that big. Is this sufficient enough?
Yeah, something like that. So I was supposed to be Bowser tonight, but I couldn't find a Bowser costume along the route heading out here to Fort Wayne, Indiana. So I had to make do with what I had and what I think. And so I came as the mystery box because, just like Bowser, I'm supposed to be the a-hole that everyone assumes I am. But tonight I'm going to be the inanimate object that everyone punches to get stuff out of.
That's right. Sam used to get punches by us. You know, before you respond, Sam, on tonight's episode, we do have Casey Carlson from a band called Deadlands. And then we also have Wayland Reeves. He's coming on later on in the show. And he's in a band called A Killer's Confession. This is our Halloween episode. We got some good music. We got Thriller that we're gonna play later. Hopefully YouTube allows it. It will be on audio though, and that is by the band No Resolve, featuring what, From Ashes to New, I think. And then Ice Nine Kills. Yep. You can't have a Halloween podcast and not play Ice Nine Kills, I feel.
Well, I just have to
that's
say,
right. And they just released that. They just released it, so
I just have to say that Sam is the best looking mystery box that I've seen since my community college days.
That's right. You can actually use that also for dick in the box.
You can pound it and pound it, and you never know what you're going to get out of it.
Got my dick in the box. Got my dick in the box, baby.
You can reuse that. You literally can reuse it. That's right. Step one. Don't you got to buy a box? Get a box.
No. Cut a hole
in the box. I thought it was step one. You got to buy a box.
Step two. You guys remember step two?
Oh man!
Do you guys remember?
Put your dick in the box.
Junk in the box. Put your junk in the box.
Yep.
Yeah.
So. What's step three?
Three. Pound it till it gives you mushrooms.
No. Yeah, that's right. No. That's right.
I tried.
Yep. Yeah. That's. All right. We're gonna have mushroom jokes all night long, folks. And don't forget, guys, if you're listening to us on any kind of platform, click that like and subscribe button. Or if you're listening to us on one of the internet radio stations, recommend that you love hearing us on and you're requesting more, like 8 hours with more. I don't know.
8 hours of the Loud Spot. You know, every time I say the Loud Spot, people are like, what? What'd you say? I'm like, the
Loud
Spot. But it's a me, Luigi.
I have the same issue with people. They're like, huh?
Look at Diego's mustache moving around. You know, it's a loud
$5 for this mustache ride.
It's a me, a Mario. I come to lay the pipe.
I will give you a $3.99 a ride.
that could be any Italian person.
I know. It just happens. That's what I am, everybody.
Sorry, Jackson. Just offended the whole country.
That's okay.
I love you, Jackson. We're paisan. Yeah, it's fine.
I do. You know, I didn't realize I had it, but I do have my little Luigi
Mars dispenser.
For people that don't know, I do collect Pez dispensers. It's been a while since I bought some. I need to up my collection a little bit more, I think. I don't know.
That's right. If you guys are ever wanting to, if you're wanting to send him anything, his dispenser or is his thing, just text us, message us, and we'll send you the email or the address, and you guys can send him tons of Pez stuff. I try to find Pez all the time, but it's not. He's got way too many Pez.
I got a lot. You know, I got a lot of them. You know what? Going back to Halloween, there's one thing I have never been for Halloween ever. And I don't know why I think a lot of people do this. I've never been like a clown or like an evil clown. That would be like, that's, I'm, I think next year we're going to do evil clown costumes for the podcast. That's maybe right. We remember.
I agree.
My son will not be watching that episode.
What, is he scared of clowns?
Yes.
She's laughing so hard over there. She's.
And that's why I made him dress up as clowns one year.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's messed up.
I was a clown one year.
But I made him cute clowns. They were 5 and 3. They were awesome. But I didn't realize how many people were actually scared of clowns. Yeah, a 5 and 3-year-old was scaring them left and right. We had people jumping over us to get away from my kids. It was
really on epic. Cute clowns?
I dressed him up
for cute clowns.
Yes, cute clowns. This one person, oh my God, he about bulldozed Leland and Kenny over trying to get away from my kids because he was terrified. Terrified.
I'm surprised. You know, it's okay. I'm surprised how many people are scared of clowns because back in the day, like in the 1920s, that was like a cool thing to do. Like you invite a clown over, blah, blah, blah. Kids love it. Like dolls. Like my daughter, my oldest daughter, there's these clowns that my mom had when she was a little kid. They close their eyes when you like lay them down, they open them back up. They're kind of freaky looking, right? But when my mom was a kid, they were super cool. My youngest daughter though loves them, named them Nina and Katrina. And my oldest daughter was like, but the older she gets, I think the more like she doesn't want to play with them anymore. But like I'm saying, clowns were cute back in the day. Do clowns even go to birthday parties anymore? Is that like a thing?
I think.
Yeah, no. It is still a thing.
I think they caught a bad rap.
Yep. That's my thing. COVID.
Yeah, it didn't.
Messed them up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's true. But yeah, no, it was the most epic Halloween. I will always remember it. The kids hated that Halloween because they hated being clowns because unbeknownst to me, they were scared of clowns themselves. So.
Yeah, I had an ex-girlfriend who was scared of clowns. And I guess you got to use a politically correct term now, which is little people.
Wait,
little people.
You can't.
Little people. Is what
that's
you
not
said.
The same as a clown.
She was scared of clowns and little people. Had a friend
with a
little person, and whenever he would come over to the house, she would leave the house. And he was like a wee man. He was like a little skater guy. She did not care for it. Like literally, she would like leave. Like she did not want to be around him, which is rude. He's not even dressed as a costume. That's just how he was born. That's kind of messed up, man.
Yep, there it is. That's it. That's it. On the next episode of Why You Can't Cancel This Week.
Yep. Good job, Sebastian. Yep.
This mustache looks really good. I think it could be a life decision that I make. Why can't they say? Mario's Italian, but he could also be Vato Loco too. You know.
Yeah, you kind of look like a Vato Loco Mario.
That's what I'm saying. Me and you both.
He can throw on those new Red 13.
Hey, you know what we should do?
Red 13 Wayfarers. I'm telling you.
You would have to dye it black.
Dude, Diego, we need to start a plumbing company and go to their house dressed like this.
Yes.
And then, like, not really fix anything.
Yeah, just go and drink their beer.
Yeah.
Orale, Vato Locos here to fix your plumbing, man.
Hey, yes, sir. We here to fix your pipes. That wasn't even Mexican. So I don't even know what that was.
Yeah. I think you guys are supposed to be Italian, not Mexican. Thank you.
Oh, no, we're the Vato Locos. Yeah. Oh my God. That's Diego, Diego, and LeBastian. I'm LeBastian from the hood, dog.
Hey, say hello to my little friend.
He didn't have a nickname till now. I'm going to start calling you LeBastian.
Oh, you better not.
LeBastian, isn't that like the candlestick in Beauty and the Beast? LeBastian.
Let's play this new Thriller remake by No Resolve and from Mash is New.
And then we'll return with Casey Carlson from the band Deadlands.
Here's Thriller right here, right now on the Loud Spot.
Thriller tonight, night rangers. is close at hand. Creatures crawl in search of blood to terrorize your neighborhood. And whosoever shall be found without the soul for getting down must stand and face the hounds of hell and rot inside a corpse's shell. Grizzly ghouls from every tomb are closing in to seal your doom. And though you fight to stay alive, your body starts to shiver. For no mere mortal can resist the evil of the thriller.
Right now, I am joined by Casey Carlson, who is in a band, a metal band called Deadlands. And you know, I love that name. It sounds super familiar, but I don't think it's the band. Is there a show called The Deadlands or something?
I think there's a video game.
Oh, maybe there's. Okay. I was like, I know that name, but I wasn't real familiar with you guys. You guys were played on Sirius XM's Liquid Metal, right?
Yes, yes. So exciting for us. That's our first song ever to hit like a mainstream radio deal. And oh my God, it was incredible to know that Sirius XM was just spinning our stuff like that. Incredible.
Did you know they were going to spin it before they started playing it? Or was that like brought to your attention?
So we did, but it was like a brief, like, so our distributor is 1RPM, and okay. One of the guys that works at 1RPM, his name is Alex McGinnis, and he was texting with Jose, and then Jose was like, love the song, you'll hear it. And I was like, that's it? That's all it is? Like, Jose Mangan is just like, yeah, yeah, I like it, let's spin it.
So I don't really listen to Liquid Metal because I listen to Octane, I guess, a little bit more. I didn't know who was a part of what. So I know they're all kind of the same family. Is there a reason why they didn't pick Octane and they picked Liquid Metal? Or do you just like, whatever, we don't care, we're on XM, let's just roll with it?
Yeah, I mean, I think maybe we're a little heavy for Octane. I feel like Octane is more like 3 Days Gracie.
Seether.
Seether, exactly. So I think Liquid Metal is more for like metalcore type stuff, which is what we do.
Gotcha. Did you have any vocal training? Because, listen, I didn't even know you were female fronted when I heard the song. I was like, this is dope. And then I get the music video. I'm like, wait, hold on a second. Because Casey could be a guy's name also, right? Mm-hmm. So, and I was like, that's not a guy. I don't think that's a dude on there. And I looked at it, I was like, dude. Holy crap. Like, so do you have any vocal training to get to where your voice is just so good right now? And you could sing and scream and everything.
Thank you. I do not have any formal vocal training. I just went on YouTube. I started when I was probably like, I would say 13, 14-ish. Oh, wow. Yeah. And because I would go to concerts and I would blow my voice out and I'd be like, I can't do this. I like singing. Like, and I never took it seriously until recently. But I was just like, I can't keep blowing my voice out at shows. I should probably learn how to do this. So I really owe all of my training, that's pretty much just self-taught, looking things up on the internet, to David Benitez, Extreme Vocal Institute. And I actually just met him at, I think it was Blue Ridge that we met, and then we saw each other again at Louder Than Life. Those are two like giant metal festivals. Sure. They're great. And he's such a nice dude. And it was so full circle because he was like, are you Casey Carlson? And I was like, hold on. What do you mean? Are you Casey Carlson? You're David Benitez. Like, that's nuts.
I want to play a clip. Then this so fits our Halloween episode, especially because you guys also have Halloween merch out right now on, I think I saw it on Facebook, not the website. We'll talk about your merch and stuff, but let's play this clip that you do of Falling in Reverse. God, I feel like we always talk about that band. I'm sorry, we are not a Falling in Reverse podcast. I swear to God, at all. But you do a song, the drug song. It's Corey Taylor's part, but then also I think at the end is Ronnie Radke's, and I found it on YouTube, but I think it's originally on TikTok, right?
Yeah, pretty much everything. I started on TikTok, and then we've been trying to take all that and just upload it onto YouTube Reels so we can, you know,
spread it out there.
A little library to look through. So
let's play this clip. I'm going to ask you a question about TikTok and YouTube, but here you go. This is just you. I'm assuming this is like the same studio, bedroom, whatever you're in right now that you do this recording. Let's check it out. Here it is. That looked hard because you go from singing to screaming and there's different kinds of vocal screams in there. You got like the blah, and then you got like the more, and I'm not good at that. So don't judge me. You're professional. I'm just, you know, but yeah, such a good job. What was so hard about that? You said it was hard. Was it because of the different ranges you have to hit?
Honestly, the ranges aren't so much the issue, but it's mainly the overlapping parts that always get me. Just because if you heard that little, cause every buck is every bucket. It's cause he's saying, cause everybody's on drugs, but like.
Yeah.
Over and over and over again, overlapping each other. So I try and add those bits in because I love that part of the song, but like, I can never like, I feel like I can never execute it the right way. I execute it as best as I can. But.
It was good. No, I was impressed. I was like, wow, that's pretty damn. That's pretty cool. Okay, so TikTok and YouTube. Do you find yourself getting more like different things that you put on TikTok? Do they sometimes do better on YouTube than they do on TikTok and vice versa? Do some things do better on TikTok than YouTube?
I think mainly everything does better on TikTok solely because that's like where we built ourselves.
Okay.
You know, YouTube wasn't, at least, I mean, for me personally, everything does well on TikTok, like at least decently. And then YouTube is mainly just like an after the fact kind of thing. Although we do want to make it a priority one day. As for like music videos and stuff with Deadlands, definitely YouTube does better just because that's where we're really creating our brand as ourselves. We're trying to get away from the covers a little bit. I'm still going to do them on my personal stuff.
Yeah. It's fun. Mine as well. But, right.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Like that's how I started. I never want to get rid of that. I always want to make time for it. But I think us really growing into our own brand identity as a band is like super important for us right now. So definitely music videos do well on YouTube.
Do bands hit you up to do their covers? Like smaller bands, but then also like big bands or like, you know, I know you recently played a show with Emotionless and Whitey. I think it was in September sometime. But do bands ever request for you to do their music?
Yeah. So actually, I run like a bunch of promotion campaigns for a bunch of bands that I like.
Oh, cool.
So those bands will hit me up and be like, hey, can you cover this song? And I'll be like, yeah, sure. I'll do it for XYZ like amount. And it's crazy. And I'm so thankful for it because I get to make a living off of this, which a lot of people can't say that they can do.
I'm jealous. Yeah, no, I'm jealous. I'm jealous. I'm jealous.
I mean, it's absolutely wonderful. And I do like special rates for like unsigned bands and stuff. Like they always get special rates or like the homies. So it's great. And I love doing it. I love branching out. Cause a lot of the times, like I find new music through doing those videos. Cause sometimes these, some bands that are more under the radar will hit me up and be like, hey, like, can you cover this song? Like, what are your rates? Blah, 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 blah. And I wind up loving the song. One example of that, actually, I just recorded it. I just finished recording it yesterday. Okay. It's called Glad You Came by Varsity.
Oh yeah,
that's been stuck in my head since I heard the song the first time. And I absolutely love it.
Speaking of Varsity, we've been trying to get you guys on the show. Come on. We've been emailing back and forth like a year ago. And then we kind of fell off. I would love for Varsity to come on a show. I love that band. I made fun of them on a reaction video and they actually shared it because they liked it. It was done in good jest. It was funny. He says he's screaming something, and I'm like, you're not screaming, because he's like singing. They're kind of like an R&B meets metal band, a little bit.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Right?
Oh yeah. No, I mean, I forget his name, the front man. Do you know his name?
I was just going in it through my head, and I was hoping that you would remember it because he's the one that shared it, but I don't remember off the top of my head what his name is.
I know, and it's on the tip of my tongue, but I don't remember. But he has a beautiful, such a unique voice.
Yeah.
When I first saw them, I want to say it was like 3 or 4 years ago, they opened up for Attila at this like local shithole. Oh, can I curse?
Too late now. No, go ahead.
At this local like venue, and it's, I want to say it's a shithole, but it's also home. So,
right.
And I saw them there, and I was in the front row, but I was like, I'm leaving. I got to go tell this man that he sounds like freaking Michael Jackson and The Weeknd had a baby. Like, so good.
Right?
Yeah. I think his name starts with a J.
You know what?
Joey? I think it is Joey.
I think you're right. It is Joey. I have an email here, but it didn't take me long. I think you're right. I think it is Joey.
I think it is Joey.
We're gonna go with Joey. If it's not Joey, oh well. We don't apologize.
I'm checking for you right now because I actually have a screenshot. Hold on.
I think it is Joey.
Joey Tyler. Joey Tyler. There you
go. Yeah, no, he's in my email. Super cool band though. But Deadlands, look, I've just heard you guys. And I am sold on the music. I'm not going to sit there and be like, oh, I've been a fan since day one. I have not. I just heard you guys, but I'm a fan right now. You guys are from New York, I do believe.
Yes.
I'm not surprised you guys don't have the East Coast sound. I'm gonna let you get out of here in a second. But I do want to ask first, Louder Than Life.
Yes.
What was one of your, you guys played there September 23rd, which was like a Saturday. Tons of bands played. What was one of your favorite moments of that concert?
Oh my God. I mean, performing is out of this world, of course. No, seeing, even though we weren't on one of the bigger stages, we were on one of the stages that was like secluded-ish. It was like by the food. And it was one of the smaller stages, which we don't mind.
Yeah.
But normally you can't draw as big of a crowd. Like even watching the bands before us and after us, like there was definitely a couple hundred people there for them, but it was just crazy to see that space fill up to the point where it almost looked like the amount of people wouldn't fit. Like,
oh,
it looks like we were a little too big for that, which was like, oh my God, like
that's cool.
These people, we've never been to this place before and they're still coming and checking out our set. And it's just absolutely surreal. But if you were to ask me, like, besides performing, because I feel like everybody would say that.
Not everyone.
Maybe not everyone. But seeing Avenged Sevenfold live for the first time, I was absolutely blown away. You can see my Avenged Sevenfold poster.
Yeah, I see it here in the background.
They were my gateway band. They were 100% my gateway band. I remember playing Call of Duty Zombies and hearing, I think it was Hail to the, no, it was Shepherd of Fire.
Okay.
I heard Shepherd of Fire and then I got hooked on them. And then that was when I broke into all things metal.
That is cool. And then now you play at the same festival that they're playing at. So that comes full circle around. But you know, you guys got a lot of listeners. I just looked a little bit ago, 110 something thousand monthly listeners just on Spotify. So that's probably going to double, I would assume, with Apple and everywhere else you guys are playing. So, and you know what? I'm not surprised you guys drew a crowd. And if you didn't before you started playing, I'm sure once you started playing, people were definitely coming to check to see what you guys were doing.
Oh, seems like sure.
Your music career seems like, I don't know how long you guys have been playing, but it seems like it's really kind of getting to where you really, the direction you want it to be is where it's heading now.
Oh, 100%. I mean, we've only been a band for just under 2 years. I think 2 years is coming up in February, and it's been exponential. Yeah. Like, we're brand new.
That's so cool.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, I can't even believe the experiences that we've had, because less than 1% of bands can say what we have done in the amount of time that we've been doing it. And we're so proud. We're so thankful. We're so grateful. Just the support is immense.
That has to feel so cool, man. I mean, literally. Casey Carlson, everyone, check out Deadlands. Check out their TikTok. And also, TikTok? Is it Deadlands or is it your own personal TikTok?
I have both. So okay. I do my own personal stuff. Casey Carlson is just my name. And then if you want to see all the Deadlands stuff, it's at Deadlands Band on, I believe, every platform.
And website?
Yes, that would be deadlandsband.com.
Okay. And they got some right now. This is our Halloween episode. They got some Halloween merch on there. Let's see if you could do one thing for me before we play House of Cards. We'll see if you're up for it. Okay.
Okay.
Can you scream in your own way, "Happy Halloween, motherfuckers"?
Yes. Okay. 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 I haven't warmed up today. So if it's a little rocky, don't mind that. But, Happy Halloween, motherfuckers! Bring it.
And now you have no shirts. Us are not in your family.
I didn't like the Thriller remake. I didn't like it. I said
what?
It. I didn't like it.
I am with you. I did not like it.
There's a couple things close. that you don't touch. Michael Jackson would agree. There's two things you don't touch. One is his music. Two is Bubbles the Monkey. Everything else on the table, apparently. R.I.P.
That's right.
Yep. So let's get into it. Let's get into my segment. It's a top 15 of Halloween candy of all time. I'm a mess over here.
15? I thought it was top 10.
Well, but I wasn't happy with the top 10.
And okay.
I don't know who made this. Clearly, terrorist made this list. This was not a normal list. Number 15, and you'll agree, number 15, Kit Kats. You got to go up.
I put Kit Kats up. I put that in my top 10.
Way up there, right? Number 14, Butterfingers. Number 14, who made this list?
Okay, I'm not
a fan of Butterfingers.
Because it sticks to your teeth.
Yeah, exactly.
I like the flavor, but take I don't like out, the cavities.
Take them out and gum them. Take them out and gum them. It's delicious.
You can't gum Butterfingers, dude.
Never know till you try. Number 13, Jolly Ranchers. I think that's a good spot. Number 12, Sweet Tarts. Way too high. You got to get down there.
Well, Sweet Tarts are like 20.
Yeah, nobody likes Sweet Tarts. They just
I like Sweet Tarts.
Now, chewable Sweet Tarts.
Gummy Sweet Tarts. Okay, yeah.
If it's gummy Sweet Tarts, I agree.
It's just Sweet Tarts. So that is like, no. Probably not. Number 11, M&M's. What is going on in this world?
I don't disagree with that. I don't disagree.
What?
M&M's haters?
Yeah. Number 10 is Skittles. They stick to your teeth. You can't gum a Skittle. I tried.
I put Skittles in my top five, bro.
Milky Way. Number 9. Number 8, Twizzlers. I think they need to go up a little higher.
Ooh, no.
I think they Twizzlers need to go down.
Yes. Thank you, Don. See, this is why Don's on the show.
I'm with you, Diego.
He doesn't like Twizzlers either.
Need to go up.
Thank you.
No. Twizzlers should go down. Red Vines. I like Red Vines way better than Twizzlers.
I would like to pound your box one time for a mystery treat after this. Number 7 is Crunch Bars. I'm in the middle on that. I think, there you go. Pound it for me. Yeah. He gave me it was at a hand gesture. And we're doing a job, so he gave me a hand job for my beating of his box. Very nice. Number 6, Fun Dip. I don't even think it belongs on it. Hey, you eat Fun Dip.
No, they don't belong on that list at all.
No, not at all.
Nope.
Number 5, Snickers. I think that's okay right there. I think that's okay.
I would have thought that would have been number 1. Okay.
Yeah. Number 4, Starburst.
The red and pink ones.
Now here's where we get into the seriousness for fat kids alike. That's me. Number 3, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Yes.
I'm going to need that. Yeah, a little higher. Number 2, Twix.
Yes.
Now we're in the money. And the number one Halloween candy, Nerds. Also,
no
who did
way,
this list?
Dude.
Yeah, that's also who did this list was a bunch of Nerds.
Hey, at least there wasn't candy corn.
Are you a left or right Twixer? Lee Sebastian.
You know, most of the time
you just get the little snack ones.
I'm not witty enough to come up with something clever for that, so I don't know. I'm a both. Right. It's like left hand or right hand. Either hand works for me. But if it's just me, right hand only.
Yeah, if it's just me by myself eating candy.
Yeah, it's for me. I'm trying the left hand. It just doesn't work as good, you
doesn't
know?
Doesn't work. It's not. It's like a...
You're not ambidextrous.
I am not ambidextrous when it comes to right hand versus left.
Yeah, I eat with my right hand. I write with my right hand. I pierce with my right hand. I wipe my table off with my right hand. You know what I'm saying? Left hand. What do you do with your left hand?
Both.
It holds me up.
Yeah, it does. It holds me up. That's true. I agree with that. All right, we got Waylon in the background. Oh, my L fell off. God dang it, stupid L.
That's what that list
confession
was.
In the background, we're gonna get him on right after we play a song from Einstein Kills called Meet and Greet.
He's in the last cell, state of the left.
Thank you.
Don't get close to the glass. And be careful. If he smells your fear, he'll eat you alive.
Hello. Nothing's free at this meet and greet. Quid pro quo as we go, spearing any deceit. A trainee desperate for some information. Get bored like trash by one generation. Agent stalling these are not just thrill killing. My mind help you find the fiend who fits the bill. Contrast his nasty habit with my refined palate. Tell me who kills in voice.
Now we are joined by Waylon Revis, who's in a killer confession. And you know what? I'm going to apologize already because I screwed your name up when we first started the podcast. I said Waylon Reeves, and it's Waylon Revis.
To be honest with you, everybody screwed my name up since the 90s. Everybody in the 80s could say my name. But when Beavis and Butthead came out, my name went from Revis to Revis.
I see that. I can see that.
Everybody can say my name until then.
So you disagree with our Halloween. Now, it wasn't really in Diego's defense. This was not his Halloween candy picks.
Mm-hmm.
But what go ahead.
No, that was just straight red off the internet. Like, yeah.
Oh, dude, Butterfinger would definitely be top five. And you cannot gum a Butterfinger. You take the damage. That candy is mint. You take the damn damage. That's like eating taffy. You go for it. Like, yeah, where's Mike and Ike's on that? You know,
well, see, taffy's easier to get off the teeth though than Butterfinger. That's like you gotta get an ice pick.
I don't know how you're eating it, but that shit goes down like down hot butter. It's like that's why I call it a Butterfinger.
You know, I think Mike and Ike should have been on that because I go to the Dollar General over near my house and they got Mike and Ike these little boxes for like 25 cents mm-hmm. and I'll buy the crap out of them. But you know, they also kind of hurt my teeth. I have cavities though, probably. I need to go to the dentist again.
Which, I mean, if you want to go classic, what about the black and orange candies that had like a caramel inside?
Yes.
Like,
I hated those as kids, but I love them as adults. Yes.
Do they still make those ones, those wax teeth or whatever?
Oh, that's a novelty, man. You put them up for 2 seconds and spit them out. can't eat that. It's wax.
We wanted Waylon to dress up for this episode. No one thought about asking him to dress up for the episode, but he just got off tour.
Hold on.
Okay. Uh-oh. You know,
sometimes you ask for it, Lebastian.
And you shall receive.
You guys ready for this?
We're ready for it.
Yes. Everything I could have hoped that it was going to be.
That's even better than what I
everything
thought.
Everything that I hoped it was going to be. Yes.
That's your mask that you perform with right on stage.
Yes. This is actually from the House of Masks. Not the House of Masks. This is from the Paris Music Museum. Was on loan to me for the Australia-New Zealand tour when I did the Mushroomhead songs. And I would wear this for like 2 songs. And I would pull it off. And it seemed like as soon as I pulled it off, all the air escaped the room. You know, they're like, oh, he took it off. And I'm like, I'm not in the band. I can do whatever I want.
Yeah. So you still perform Mushroomhead songs then? No, you don't.
That was a one time and only thing.
Gotcha.
It's been 8 years since I left the band.
Yeah.
And that was the first time that I had walked on stage and made a set focused on Mushroomhead stuff.
Wow. That had to have been was that a hard decision or was that something?
I said no at first.
No, so it wasn't even your idea.
No, it wasn't. They came to me. I would have rather took A Killer's Confession down and just did the A Killer's Confession stuff. I've been working so hard on it and spent so many years. It's just like it's what I do. And you can't move forward by looking back.
Right.
In my opinion. Yeah. And I mean, I use this as more as closure. My wife was like, you're going. It's a free trip to Australia and New Zealand. You're going. I'm like, I don't want to sing Mushroomhead. I didn't want to do it. And I did. And it was fine. You know, it's like, but it brought up a lot of memories. And, yeah. You know, it was good closure.
Well, let's not go on the past. Let's talk about the now with A Killer's Confession, Australia, New Zealand. Here's what I've always wanted to ask. And this is the perfect opportunity to ask, because to me, and everyone in Australia and New Zealand is going to hate me, and that's fine. Their accents sound the dang same to me. But when you're in Australia and you're in New Zealand, do you notice the difference in the accents?
Yes.
I have to know where your accent is from.
Difference in slang and some enunciation. It's like being north and south. If that makes sense. I have a very thick Southern accent.
Yeah, I did not expect that. Yeah, you do.
And that's the difference. And you got to look at it. It's just, you know, a property of region. You know, it's like you're going to speak like this when you're from this region. If you're in Tasmania, you're going to kind of have a little bit different accent. It's just like anywhere in the States, you know, everybody in each region has a different accent.
Where are you from?
I'm originally from North Carolina.
I knew it.
I
lived in Concord, and I'm like, I know that accent. I know this is real.
Like, I've lived in Ohio for almost 20 years, and I have yet to lose my accent. And everybody's like, when are you going to speak like us? And I'm like, never.
Yeah, I will never lose my accent either. I'm not from North Carolina, but I live there. And actually, North Carolinians made fun of how I talk.
Yeah. You go down there and they're like, you don't talk like one of us.
Diego's kept his – Diego's from Northern California, and I am too. And he's kept his California accent where I think I kind of sound a little Oklahoman. And
no, you don't.
But when I'm talking to people like Waylon over here, sometimes I want to get a little Southern drawl in my voice, and it comes out real easily, especially after a couple tall boys.
Well, you know, I can talk like you guys. It'd be no problem. You know, I can change the accent if I wanted to, but I just don't.
It happens. It's regionality. Plus, I think radio plays a big part of that too, though, because like early in my career, that was a bad thing for me to sound like being from California, being in Nashville. I used to get bagged on all the time. I don't know. I don't know. You just sound like you sound.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you can change your accent. I just consciously don't.
Yeah.
I live by the motto, you see what you get.
Yep.
And I don't change for anyone.
Yep.
And, you know, a lot of people hear the accent and they think good old boy or whatever. It's like, nah, this is just who I am. And you got to be proud of it. You got to own who you are.
That's right.
What's it like being in such a big band before and now you're doing it kind of like started over with A Killer's Confession?
And that it was the best thing ever, man.
Is it one of those things where it's you're kind of starting from scratch all over again? You got to kind of rebuild the same steps. I know you guys did a song with Brian Head Welch of Korn. He was on one of your songs a while back. Is it hard to rebrand? Like, is the energy still there that you had when you were younger?
It's better. It's more refined. You know, we had Brian, we had Chad Gray on a song from Mudvayne. You know, I have a special guest on this upcoming album. It's going to shock everybody. But it was the best thing that ever happened. I got cut loose and got to be free. And true artists prefer that. You know, it's like to be given not to so say a script, but just like this is the definition of what this is. And you've got to play by these guidelines. I wasn't about that. And, you know, with all the members coming in, it's like, where do you sit in this? How can it got to the point where I felt like nobody really could get across in a song because you couldn't really flesh out a full idea because there was so many people doing vocals. I'm like, what's the point?
All right, Waylon, you have a new song that just as your most recent song, I think, called Tongue.
Yes.
And we're going to play that song on the show right now. A little bit of background before we play it.
It's the lead track off of Victim One, our new album, which will be dropping sometime soon. The album's completely finished, but this was just us dropping a teaser for everybody.
Okay, here's Tongue right now on the Loud Spot.
Right.
Very cool. Very. You know what? Do you ever? I got to ask because I kind of do a little bit of vocals like you, but you're way better at it than I am. Do yeah. you? Because I just suck at everything. But do Sam? Yes, I kind of do. Do you ever? Do you ever like cough on act like cough when you're singing like that?
I'm human. Of course I do.
It happens. So it's not just me.
Like, it doesn't happen often, but like it happens. Don't ever like you're going to get sick right there. See, and it just happens. You know, you'll cough something up sometimes and it'll screw up a word. And the best thing you do is like, oh, fuck it. You know?
Yeah. Dude, that song is so dope. It has so much energy attached to it, man. I think it's cool. The video's freaking awesome, dude. Give us your website, merch, and I know you don't know when the album's coming out, but when you're on tour next, and we'll get you out of here.
I'm actually going to be at the West Social Club outside of Chicago next week, November 4th, I do believe, where we have a whole tour. You can find it on our website, www.akcglobalrecords.com, and you go there and find all of our tour dates. We're leaving out November 1st through the 18th, 18 days, and I'm going to shut it down for the year. We're going to get this album out. Got new videos, new everything, new look, new sound, especially like brand new sound for A Killer's Confession. We're going to redefine exactly who the band is. And it's, you know, there you go. You can find the merch on the website. You can find the merch, tour dates. And you can get our special shirt that gets us banned every time we do something with it.
Save a kid, save a kid, kill a pedophile.
Yes, sir. And that's what that video is all about. So that video got shadow banned on YouTube.
What?
Yes.
Listen, absolutely. I want you to stay right there until after the outro song plays. I do want to thank everyone. I want to thank you, Waylon Revis, so much for coming on, sharing some of your stories with us. I wish we had more time with you. I want to get you back on here again for a longer episode one of these days. Yes. That's all the time we got, everyone. Please don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel. Check us out on all podcasting platforms. That's all the time we got. Waylon, stay right there. Peace out, rock on, and much love.
This is the Loud Spot outro by Nothing Short of Tragic.
Is this all talk with no action?
No.
Is this my thoughts with distraction?
No.
Is this what I bought that's in fashion? Or is this the Loud Spot with Sebastian?
Yes.
Does Nothing Short of Tragic have us back again?
Yes.
Does everything that's good really have to end?
Yes.
Our pin post has to pin show. So to get more episodes, make an order. This is over.
You know, so funny. I'm seriously playing the new Mario game, and I come down here for this interview, and you're both Mario and Luigi. I'm like, what the fuck?